So welcome.
Am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji, you are audible. Yes. So just a minute, Prabhu. I want to give your introduction, Prabhuji. One minute only. So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Krishna Dhan Prabhuji to enlighten us. Today's topic is, Prabhuji will speak on glories of Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving a valuable association and time to all of us. Now I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Now you can start. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्नस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all for the Srimad Bhagavatam session today. Today, being a very auspicious day, the disappearance days of very senior Vaishnavas in our Sampradaya, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are celebrating the disappearance days of these great souls. It is very important for a sadhaka to understand the life and teachings of great souls, glorify them, particularly on the days when they appear and disappear from the planet. And especially disappearance days are of great significance. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he celebrated disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. When Haridas Thakur departed from this planet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his body on his lap and he danced, and then a great ceremony was performed. Because the great souls, when they pass from this world, there are mixed feelings of sorrow and joy. Sorrow because we don't get any chance to associate with them further in these bodies. And joy because they have joined the eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual world. So therefore, there is a joy also. So to glorify all of them, and particularly in a time limit, is very, very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to say that even five mouths are insufficient to glorify these devotees. Who are we, the insignificant souls? And we glorifying them on their disappearance days is just like showing the lamp to the sun, showing the candle to the sun. So that is our glorification of these great personalities. How much can we say about them? Even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in his magnum opus Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that even if Ananta sings the glories of these devotees for Ananta time, unlimited time, then also that will be insufficient for us to glorify. Even if we make the sky into the paper and the whole ocean is made into the ink of the pen and we start writing the glories of these devotees, then that would fall short when we talk about or when we glorify these great souls. But with our tiny intelligence and whatever we have read and heard, we'll try to speak few things and try to learn some lessons from these great personalities as a sadhaka, so that we can improve and move ahead on the path of bhakti. So first of all, we'd like to speak on Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is a Prayojan Acharya of our Sampraday, Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampraday, and our philosophy is basically consisting of three main elements: Sarva Vede Gai, or the entire Vedic body, they talk about these three primary things: Sambandha Jnana, Abhideya Jnana, and Prayojana Jnana. Sambandha means what is my relationship, who am I, what is my relationship with the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, that is Sambandha. Abhideya means the process by which I can reach to the Lord. And Prayojan means the ultimate goal of life. What will I accomplish after doing Abhideya? So our Sambandha Acharya is Sanatan Goswami. Abhideya Acharya is Rupa Goswami. And our Prayojan Acharya is Raghunath Das Goswami. So all these Goswamis' lives, they are important, but specifically talking about the Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan, then we have these three Goswamis who are considered Acharyas for these three things. Raghunath Das Goswami, since childhood, he was a son of Govardhan Mujumdar, his uncle was Hiranya Mujumdar, they were Lakshadhish, they're millionaires, multi-millionaires at that time, you know, almost 500 years ago. Raghunath Das Goswami first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was during his first visit, first attempt to go to Vrindavan. Vinod Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his third attempt, he became successful to go to Vrindavan. In his first attempt to go to Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda tricked him, and he, Nityananda Prabhu, took or distracted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shantipur, saying that this is River Yamuna. Actually, it was Ganga. And there, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for some time in Shantipur. Then he met his mother there. And then the mother said that, no, don't go to Vrindavan. You can go to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, which is close by. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then goes to Nilachal, Jagannath Puri. He stays there for some time. Then then there was a second attempt. And in the second attempt, again he is traveling through Bengal and he came to Shantipur. That time, Raghunath Das Goswami, actually, initially in the first visit, he had met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has developed attraction, and he always wanted to be with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he used to run away from home, and then his parents had all these almost 11 guards always guarding Raghunath Das Goswami and not allowing him to go to Jagannath Puri. And then in the second attempt, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Shantipur, Raghunath Das wanted to go and meet. Punarapi Prabhu Yadi Shantipur Aila Raghunath Das Asi Prabhu Re Milila. Raghunath Das Goswami came second time and met somehow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time he requested, and I want to come with you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the mind of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he said few words. This comes in Madhya Leela, of Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 16, verses 237 onward. Sthiraha ghareyao nahao vatul krame krame payaloka bhavasindhu kul. Be patient and you can return home. Don't be a crazy fellow. And you, slowly, gradually, you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. Markata vairagya na kar loka dekha yatha yogya vishay bhunja anasakta. You should not make yourself a show bottle devotee and become a false renunciant. For time being, enjoy the material world in the befitting way and do not become attached to it. And again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that what should be your inside mood? Antare nishthakara bahye lokavyavahar achirata krishna tomai karibe uddhar. Antare nishthakara, in your heart keep a strong faith, and bahye lokavyavahar, externally you behave like an ordinary man. Achirat Krishna Tomai Karibe Uddhar. Achirat, very soon Krishna will deliver you from the clutches of Maya. And Vrindavana Dekhiyabe Asibani Lachale Tabe Tumi Amapasha Aise Kona Chale. Now you may see me at Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, when I return from visiting Vrindavan, and by the time you can think of some trick to escape. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went on his Vrindavan tour, but again, during his journey, he met Rupa and Sanatan, and Sanatan Goswami instructed him that you cannot go to Vrindavan with lack of people following you. Vrindavan is a very secluded and a private place, needs to be visited with very few, one or two devotees. You cannot take laksha bhakta with you, because there were lack of devotees following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was attempting to go to Vrindavan. And then we also know that Narasimhananda Brahmachari was meditating and he was paving the path for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, decorating with flowers, and his mind could go only up to Kanainarshala. And he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go only up to Kanainarshala and then return back. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned and then again he went to Nilachal. In second attempt, he couldn't go to Vrindavan. And then like that, 1 year passed. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his Vrindavan tour in third attempt. And then after that, Raghunath Das Goswami was somehow, again, during that time as well, his mind was always attracted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as I told previously, he used to run away from the home. Ehi mata bare bare palaya dhariyane, tabe tara mata kahe, tara pita sane. What? His mother? Ehi mata bare bare palaya dhariyane. He would run and again his father would catch hold of him and bring him back. Tabe tara mata kahe tara pita sane. And then his mother was saying to father, Raghunath Das Goswami's mother was saying to the father, putra batulo haila ihaya rakhi bandila. He has gone mad, just tie him with the rope. And then his father would give a reply, indra sama aishwarya stri apsarasam esab bandite nari lekayara man. Indra sama aishwarya, our aishwarya is befitting, like that of Indra. Stri apsarasam, his wife is like a heavenly damsel. And esab bandite nari lekayara man. If these things are unable to bind, what a tiny silly rope can do and bind Raghunath Das Goswami is unable to do. And then we know somehow he made a trick. With the help of their family priest, directing him to somewhere else, and then he went and met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we know one time that from a distance he was offering obeisances to a group of devotees. And then Lord Nityananda asked him to do a Chidadahi festival. And then the whole Chidadahi festival, the first Chidadahi festival, was organized by Raghunath Das Goswami. And there was such an amazing kirtan that even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu participated into that kirtan. So when Raghunath Das Goswami was there in Jagannath Puri, because he is a Prayojan Acharya, of all these three devotees which I am going to speak today, Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation is utmost. Such a fabulous renunciation. We know na Mahaprabhu Bhaktagane Vairagya Pradhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, their characteristic is their Vairagya Pradhan. They're detached and their renunciation is topmost. And of all these renunciants, Raghunath Das Goswami is Shiromani. He is the topmost. So when Raghunath Das Goswami went to Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar Goswami to take care of Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was with him. And then Raghunath Das Goswami would not directly report to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would report everything to Swarup Damodar. And then Swarup Damodar, on behalf of Raghunath Das Goswami, would inquire if he had some queries to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So for first few days in Jagannath Puri, Raghunath Das Goswami stayed under Swarup Damodar, and Govinda, a personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, used to offer the food leftover, the remnants, Mahaprasad of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami would eat that. Then Raghunath Das Goswami thought that I am just honoring the prasadam over here, given by Govinda. I should not be just taking it. After a few days, he thought that let me do bhiksha. And after 8 days in Jagannath Puri, aradina haite pushpanjali dekhiya simha dware khada rahe bhikshara lagiya. After watching the pushpanjali offered to Lord Jagannath ji, simha dware khada rahe bhikshara lagiya. There are different doors of Jagannath temple. The prominent door is Simha Dwara. And Raghunath Das Goswami stood at Simha Dwara for doing madhukari, for begging the food alms. And then the same thing was reported by Swarup Damodar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that nowadays Raghunath Das don't eat anything here. He just do beg food in front of Simha Dwara. Mahaprabhu Bhaktagane Vairagya Pradhan Iha Dekhi Pritaha Gaura Bhagavan. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy when he heard that Raghunath Das Goswami is begging alms. And Govinda actually reports this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very, very happy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replies to Govinda, Vairagya karibe sada nama sankirtan magiya khakare jivana rakshana. Vairagya karibe sada nama sankirtan. Vairagi, a renunciant, should always do nama sankirtan, and magiya khakare jivana rakshana. And he should subsist, he should sustain his life on some big alms here and there. And we know that when this news went to father of Raghunath Das Goswami, he was very perturbed at heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this news, he became very happy, but Raghunath Das Goswami's parents were very disturbed. And they sent a brahmana and servant to cook for Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Raghunath Das Goswami accepted them for some time, and Raghunath Das Goswami started inviting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his place, you come, and with these whatever servants and a brahmana was there, they would cook for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would happily accept that, and Raghunath Das Goswami understood the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you know, he didn't like this, that I am inviting him, I am also being a renunciant, and I am keeping the servants sent by my parents. So then he sent them back and he stopped that as well, and continued Simha Dwar begging for some time. But later on, understanding the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I want to be more renounced now, and he even stopped begging at Simhadwara, and he started going to some different bhoga mandapas wherein some food would be offered. Katadine Raghunatha Simha Dwar Chadila Chatriyai Magila Khaile Khaite Arambha Karila. Katadine Raghunatha Simha Dwar Chadila. He even gave up begging at Simha Dwar. And different chatra means different stalls would put up, and these stalls walas they would give something, leftover food, to, because Simhadwar, everyone would enter through Simhadwar, and Simhadwar he would gather there is a possibility of gathering ample food stuff, but at chatras, you know, whatever is left over, and there are limited chatras, so chatriyai magiya khaite arambha karila, he started doing that, and then again the same thing was reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he is no longer begging at Simhadwar, but he goes to different chatras and then beg. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again became very happy. Prabhu kahe bhala haila chadila Simhadwar, Simhadware bhikshavritti veshar achar. Prabhu kahe bhala kaila chadila Simhadwar. He has given up that begging in front of a Simhadwar, lion gate, bhala haila. It's very good. Because he says Simhadware bhikshavritti veshar achar, because Simhadwar, we have this the attitude of a prostitute. What kind of attitude? Yes, this person is coming and he is wearing opulent clothes and looks to be aristocrat, and he may give me more bhiksha, and this person is mediocre, he may give me less bhiksha, and this person is don't even look at me in my direction, so he won't give me anything. So this is the prostitute thinking, that, you know, this is rich client, he'll pay me more, this is a poor client, he will give me less. So this is the attitude, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore condemned this attitude, and he glorified Raghunath Das, bhala haila chadila Simhadwar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then would regularly meet Raghunath Das Goswami. He offered a Govardhan Shila and a personal Gunjamala, which he was the possession of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave that personally to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy, and every day the personally worshipped items, Tadiya of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was given to Raghunath Das Goswami. Every day he would worship that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala he would wear, and his observance of regulative principles were such strict adherent he was, that Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes, Ananta Guna Raghunathir Kekari Belekha Raghunathir Niyamayena Pashanera Rekha. Ananta Guna Raghunathir Kekari Belekha. The qualities of Raghunath Das Goswami are unlimited. Ke karibe lekha, how much can I write? But he says one thing I can write, Raghunathir Niyama. His following the regulative principles was such that yena pashanera rekha is like a line on the stone. Most of the times we also follow regulative principles, and sometimes our observance of regulative principles is like nadira jalera lekha rekha. That, you know, if we draw a line on the water, for how long that will remain? The water will come back and again it will be swayed. But Raghunath Das Goswami's observance of regulative principles was like a pashanera rekha, is like a line on the engraved on the stone. So deep was his attraction for this Vaidhi Bhakti, the regulative principles. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very, very happy by that. Few days later, Raghunath Das Goswami gave up even that, begging at chatras. But now, he started eating in some, those anna chatras, when the food was left, no one would accept that. They would throw it in some kind of garbage. And there the cow would come, and then the cow would feast on that food stuff. And there was a food stuff which was so rotten that even cows would reject. And Raghunath Das Goswami would go there and would take that, wash it, and then he would eat that. And then when that was reported to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once came there at his place, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying to Raghunath Das Goswami that, what kind of foodstuff you are eating? You are eating bliss. Such a amrut, nectarian food you are eating, and you are not offering it to me. Let me grab it. And he took it and took on morsel. Raghunath Das Goswami saying, no, my dear Lord, don't eat. And Swarup Damodar was also accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he catch hold of hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, no, Mahaprabhu, you please don't take it. It will hamper your health. It's not good. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again wanted to take the second morsel, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Prabhu kahe niti niti nana prasad khai aiche swad ara kona prasade na pai. Prabhu kahe niti niti nana prasad khai. Every day I eat different foodstuffs offered by different devotees. Nana prasad khai, different vyanjans, different foodstuffs I eat. Aiche swad ara kona prasade na pai. But this foodstuff which Raghunath Das Goswami eats, that foodstuff is nectarian, and I have never ever tasted such foodstuffs in my life. Now imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasadam pastimes are very famous. Raghunath Chaitanya Julia, and he used to eat at various places. Sarvam Bhattacharya Murthy, Swarup Damodar. What kind of food he would eat, you know, Krishnadas Pari Goswami fills pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there are chapters and chapters of distribution of foodstuff Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying over here that what Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath is eating, I have never, Aishaswad Arokana Prasadena Pai, till now, I have never eaten anything like this, so tasty. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was testing the love, and he was testing the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami through these foodstuffs. After some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we know, departed. And then Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to give up his life. Then he went to Vrindavan. And there he thought of giving up his life, but Rupa and Sanatan, they wouldn't allow him. And they said that you were with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri for long, and we were there in Vrindavan doing his mission. Now you tell us something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's not there. And then Raghunath Das Goswami would keep narrating many pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. And sometimes even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami would hear those pastimes narrated. So we can see that how much love he had for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and how much he has understood the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his renunciation went on increasing day by day by day by day by day. So similarly, our the process of sadhana bhakti, day by day by day by day, there should be some increment in our bhakti. Okay, he was increasing his renunciation because he was a Prayojan Acharya. But what can we increase? We can increase our the limbs of sadhana bhakti, and may not be increased very drastic amount, but at least step by step, gradual we can do. Okay, I read two shlokas of Bhagavatam or two shlokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now few days later I can add one more. I'll do three, I'll do four, and slowly, if we incrementally, if we go on adding, then this is the mood of actually, this is how we should go deep into our sadhana bhakti. Like a businessman always thinks about increasing his profit. How can I increase? Similarly, a sadhaka, we can learn from Raghunath Das Goswami's life that we should constantly strive for an improvement, maybe one step at a time, in the process of our sadhana bhakti. Because if we don't do that, then slowly, slowly we might be going down in our sadhana bhakti. So our mood should be to always increase something. Okay, Srila Prabhupada would say that minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra would chant. So how can I do? Okay, if I'm unable to increase the numbers because of time constraints, okay, am I increasing the quality of my chanting day by day? I always remember Radha Gopinath Prabhu giving this example that when the baby is infant and we feed some food to the infant baby, and when the baby grows day by day, then the food intake increases. Now, imagine our lives if we are 40 years of age, and what we would consume at the 5 years of age, and if we still consume the same amount, we will be malnourished. So similarly, when we are making progress day by day in bhakti, so similarly, our quality and our quantity of our sadhana should increase to some extent according to our level of progress. As per our level of adhikar, it should increase day by day. Our reading of scriptures, our hearing, and whatever the 64 limbs of devotional service are being given to us by Rupa Goswami and even by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can do something. How can I increase this element? We know that there are 5 prominent limbs of devotional service. Murtira Sevan, Vigraha Seva is there. Then hearing Srimad Bhagavatam is there. Association of devotees is there. Nam Jap Sankirtan is there. And living in Dham, Mathura Vas. These are the 5 prominent limbs of devotional service. So how can I increase some of these elements in my sadhana bhakti? So that should be our constant thought. And when we want to always improve our sadhana bhakti, then our bhakti becomes dynamic. Otherwise it just remains static and there is no ras. And it becomes mechanical. So, but when our attitude is daily improving something, as Krishna's madhurya is increasing every day, every moment, then when Krishna look at, when gopis they look at Krishna, and they see him happy, their happiness increases, and when Krishna sees that increased happiness, his smile increases. When gopi sees that increased smile of Krishna, their happiness increases, and this is how hoda hodi. This is always there is a competition, who will please more, and then that love always increases. There is no end to the increment. So similarly, when we are into the sadhana bhakti, we should always strive for this increment in our sadhana bhakti, that what can I do more for the pleasure of the Lord today? So if we get up from the bed in the morning and what incremental thing I'm going to do for the pleasure of the Lord, we wake up with this thought, then that thought will make our bhakti dynamic and we will start deriving a new rasa, a new pleasure in our sadhana bhakti, and that rejuvenated new spirit of Krishna consciousness which will keep us moving again and again ahead and ahead in the process of bhakti. And that's how we wish Srila Prabhupada's life as well. Even at such an old age, he was thinking of doing more and more service for the pleasure of the Lord. How can I write more? How can I preach more? How can I meet people more? How can I preach more? And more, like we have this Limangi more, something more for the pleasure of the Lord. So we can grab this, we can try to grab this spirit from Raghunath Das Goswami and trying to do one level more for the pleasure of the Lord into this process of sadhana bhakti. And we know that he is bhajan, then at the latter stage, it became so deep. He was so engrossed and absorbed in his bhakti process. We know that one time a tiger, he was on Radha Kunda. Still there is a Bhajan Kutira of Raghunath Das Goswami on the banks of Radha Kunda. When he was at Radha Kunda, it's mentioned that one time a tiger came and wanting to attack. At that time, Krishna himself appeared there and chased the tiger away from Raghunath Das Goswami. One time, Raghunath Das Goswami was doing his bhajan on the banks of the Radha Kunda, and there was scorching sun on the top. Radhani herself came and offered her pallu, end of her sari, on Raghunath Das Goswami, protecting him from the scorching sunlight. When Sanatan Goswami saw that, Sanatan Goswami scolded Raghunath Das Goswami that the goal of our bhajan is not to engage Radha and Krishna in our service, but we should engage in their service and offer them pleasure, at least build a kutir. And then Raghunath Das Goswami had a kutir for doing his bhajan. Raghunath Das Goswami actually is a Rasa Manjari, which is one of the prominent manjaris of Srimati Radharani. So that is actually the whole life of Raghunath Das Goswami, having a lot of attitude, always increasing. We see his life from the first day of his attachment towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu till the end, that how he engaged in the bhajan and pleasing their lordship Shri Radha and Krishna. Now, second also happens to be disappearance day of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who was also one of the six prominent Goswamis, son of Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra used to live in Varanasi on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Varanasi, that time Raghunath Bhatta Goswami used to render menial services to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his father, Tapan Mishra. He was a lifelong celibate brahmachari, and it is mentioned about him that he never spoke about worldly topics, never ever did any prajalpa in his life, and he would recite Srimad Bhagavatam in various tunes, and he would sing Srimad Bhagavatam in particular tunes for the pleasure of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. They would hear from him, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And Radha Govinda were his worshipable deities, and he served them almost for 40 years. And according to Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, his constitutional position is of a Raga Manjari. One of the Radharani is Ashta Manjari, prominent eight Manjaris. So this is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. We can learn from him about not being doing prajalpa or gossip, which takes rasa of Krishna consciousness away from our heart. The more our heart enters into the gossip, criticizing of someone and just discussing about mundane topics, then it is said that the rasa of Krishna bhakti, it becomes dry. No, bhakti lata bija is there planted in our heart in the association of devotees. Shravana kirtana karaya sinchana. That Shravana and Kirtan does the sinchan of this Bhakti Lata Beej. But when we talk about worldly mundane topics, when we criticize devotees, then actually we are stopping that Shravana Kirtan gel, and that Bhakti Lata dries up. Then we land up losing taste for Krishna consciousness, and we see many devotees, then when there is no taste for Krishna consciousness, then they give up, they leave bhakti, they leave the process of Krishna consciousness, which is the ultimate treasure which we have obtained by the grace of Vaishnavas and by the grace of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach, which we have obtained. So if we have this question that I don't have taste for Krishna Bhakti, then we have to ask this question to ourselves. Am I engaging in prajalpa more? So when when we have learned this thing from Raghunath Das Goswami that we want to increase something in our bhakti, and similarly from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami we can learn that I want to decrease something, decrease my prajalpa, decrease my apradhas, decrease my sense gratification. And when we reduce them and increase simultaneously our bhakti practices, then one day there is a chance that Krishna will be pleased with our services, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was pleased with both this Raghunath Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So, and our only hope and our only aspiration should be the pleasure of the Lord. And when we strive for that conscientiously, then there are chances that Lord will be pleased with us. Next, today also happens to be Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and the book written by him, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the greatest gift to the mankind. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and many great stalwart acharyas, they had this natural love for Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his latter days, last days, he would just hear from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's great contribution actually is this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And even we call it, Bhagavad Gita is the graduation, Srimad Bhagavat is post-graduation, and Chaitanya Charitamrita is PhD level study. And everything is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we learn about different devotees, we learn about dealing between devotees, we learn about teachings of Lord Chaitanya, and we also learn about various references given by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami to substantiate his points at such an old age. I happened to visit Vrindavan last year, and till now I have not seen the kutir of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami where exactly he wrote Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I got an opportunity to see that. And such an amazing place. It would always remain closed, but somehow that day, last year when I was there, it was open, and when Vaishnava was there, he was showing us. There was a photo of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in a bent position on his knees. He was scribing something, and he was telling us how much effort he might have taken age above 90, and was unable to see. That time there were no spectacles. So very close by he would go, and he has to look from so close. And he also mentioned that I am such an old fellow now, and my mind wanders, my hand fevers. And in that he had to write on palm leaves. That time there were no pen and papers, on palm leaves. He had to wait for that palm leaves to make it dry, and then again take it another, and then again write. At such an advanced age he write, and he was so absorbed. And the very thing we learn from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is that he has a staunch faith in the mercy of the Lord and devotees of the Lord. And every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it opens with one particular shloka and closes with one particular shloka. For those who have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, they can find out. The first verse of every chapter is the summary of the chapter given by Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in his own words. The whole chapter he summarizes in one shloka, offering obeisances. And then the second shloka of every chapter is praying for the mercy of Lord and his devotees. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Advaita Charya Nityananda Prabhu, and all glories to the devotees. That is the prayer with which he begins, and then he start describing the pastime which he is supposed to in the chapter. So the first shloka is summary of the chapter, second shloka is Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, and the closing shloka of every chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrut is his aspiration. He wants to beg at the lotus feet of his stalwart heroes. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padayar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Chaitanya Charitamrita is being written by Krishna Das Kaviraj. He is saying that. And Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Ash. My only hope is the dust at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. That is his prayer. So, having such a staunch faith, and because many places he mentions that because of the blessings of these great acharyas, I am able to write this magnum opus, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, a staunch faith in mercy of Lord and his devotees. And second important lesson which we can, the first thing which we learn about Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is his staunch faith in mercy of devotees and the Lord. The second thing which we can learn from the life of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami or his writings and teachings is that he is very careful about Vaishnav offense. He mentions that Vrindavan Das Thakur has already written this in Chaitanya Mangal, which is later named as Chaitanya Bhagavat. He has already written that. And there should not be any offense from my end towards Vrindavan Das Thakur. Sahaja vichitra madhura chaitanya vihar Vrindavan Das mukhe amrutera dhar. Sahaja vichitra madhura chaitanya vihar. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are such madhur, sweet. And Vrindavan Das mukhe amrutera dhar. And Vrindavan Das Goswami narrates them like a stream of nectar. अतएव तार पाए करी नमस्कार तार पाए अपराध ना हो का अमार अतएव तार पाए करी नमस्कार एंड देयरफॉर आई ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस एट हिज लोटस फीट तार पाए अपराध ना हो का अमार लेट देयर बी नो ऑफेंस एट हिज लोटस फीट सो ही इज वेरी केयरफुल अबाउट वैष्णव ऑफेंस सिमिलरली वी शुड बी ऑल्सो बी वेरी केयरफुल इन अवर डीलिंग्स विद वैष्णवस दैट देयर शुड नॉट बी एनी ऑफेंस फ्रॉम अवर एंड एंड वी शुड On the contrary, think about pleasing the Vaishnavas. What can I do? How can I serve them? That should be our attitude. And the very particular quality which I liked in Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is he, whether it is Adilila, whether it is Madhyalila, or whether it is Antyalila, he keeps glorifying always the writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. In Adilila, chapter 8, he mentions to his readers, what he says, Ore muda loka shuna chaitanya mangal, chaitanya mahimaya te janibe sakal. Just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you will understand all glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, I'm also an author to a book, and we do give references to some other books which we have referred, and no author would, if the topic is the same, no author would recommend another author's book on the same topic, or this author, he always feels that my book actually is better than the other book, and therefore I'm giving this book. This is most of the time the attitude of the author. But here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says that if you want to understand the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just read Chaitanya Mangal. He says that, just read that book. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kohe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyas Vrindavan Das. Krishna Lila Bhagavate. Bhagavat has been written by Vedvyas. And who is Vedvyas of Chaitanya Leela, he says, Vrindavan Das Kaila Chaitanya Mangal Yahara Shravani Nashe Sarva Amangala. Vrindandas has written this Chaitanya Mangal, and Yahara Shravane, one who hears that, Nashe Sarva Amangala, his all inauspicious things will go away. That is what he says. Chaitanya Mangala Shune Yadi Pashandi Yavan Seha Mahavaishnavahaya Tatkshana. That if Chaitanya Mangal, if any atheistic people, great atheist, Yadi Pashandi Yavan, if some Pashandi, some atheist, if happens to hear Chaitanya Mangal, Seha Mahavaishnava Haya Tatkshana, at the very moment after hearing, he will become a great Vaishnava. Manushya Rachite Nare Aiche Grantha Dhanya Vrindavanadasa Mukhe Vakta Shri Chaitanya. That the subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. That's how he glorifies Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar Aiche Grantha Karite Ho Tarila Sansar Koti, millions of obeisances unto his lotus feet. Aiche Grantha Karite Ho Tarila Sansar. That he has written such a book which is sufficient for the deliverance of all the fallen souls. Such a wonderful book he has written, my obeisances to him. Now imagine this author is glorifying the work of another author to such an extent. And it's not at one place, it is not for formality. He is mentioning in this Adi Lila. Now let me move to Madhya Lila. This shloka I quoted from Adi Lila. Now if you go to Madhya Lila, again in the Madhya Lila also you will find some glorification done by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami for the work and the contribution of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Das Vrindavan Tara Adnyay Karo Tara Uchishtha Charvana. Actually the authorized compiler of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the incarnation of Vyasadeva. And only upon his orders I am trying to chew the remnants of food which he has left. Bhakti kari shere dhari tahara charan sheshalilar sutragane kariye varnan. Placing his lotus feet on my head in great devotion, I shall now describe the summary of Lord's final pastime. So I am describing summary, uchishta, whatever has been left, that I am describing. So that is his love. This is Madhya Lila I spoke. And now again, if you see, in Antya Lila as well, it is not that he is offering in between. Antya Lila also, in the last chapter, which is 20th chapter, Shikshashtak verse, there also, it's just outpouring from his heart the glorification of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says, Nityananda Krupa Patra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya Lila Yeho Hena Adi Vyas. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadev in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tara Age Yadyapi Sabha Lilara Bhandar Tathapi Alpavarniya Chadilena Ar. That although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described but a small portion. And Yekichu Vardnilu Seha Sankshepa Kariya Likhitena Parena Tabu Rakhiyache Likhiya. What I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur, but although he could not describe these pastimes, he gave us a synopsis. So he has just given us a synopsis and I am describing whatever has been left. Chaitanya Mangal Teho Likhiyache Sthane Sthane Sehi Vachana Shuna Sehi Parama Pramane. In his book named Chaitanya Mangal, also called Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has described these pastimes at many places. And I request my readers to hear that book, for that is the best evidence. Now he is requesting his readers. What? I request my readers, Sehi Vachana Shuna Sehi Parama Pramane. His Vachan, his Praman, he is more authentic. Therefore, if you want great details, you please read his book. That is the natural outpour of a Vaishnava's heart, that he is glorifying in the Adi Lila, in Madhya Lila, you go in Antya Lila, many places he is just glorifying naturally. It's a natural outburst of his love in glorification of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And whatever he has written, this magnum opens, he is not taking credit for himself, nothing for himself. His natural humility is that he considers himself more fallen than Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai hai te muise papishta, purishara kita hai te muise lagishta. He said, Jagai Madai hai te muise papishta. I am more fallen than Jagai Madai. Imagine Jagai Madai, there is such a kind of sinful people. There is not a sin which they have not committed. And he says that I am more fallen than Jagai Madai. And Purishara Kita Haite Moise Lagi. I am more fallen than a worm in the stool, he says. Muranama Shunayadi Tarapunyakshai, Muranama Haite Tarapapa Hai. Anyone who chants my name, he will lose his pious credits. And anyone who hears my name, he will lose pious credits. And anyone who speaks my name, he will gather more sins. Actually, he's not like that. He's such a pure soul. But what a natural, genuine humility he possesses, that we can learn from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. A genuinely humble heart attracts the profuse blessings of the Lord. And that's how he's saying that I'm not writing this. He's not taking credit for himself. Such a great fellow I am. No. श्री लेखी मदन गोपालय लेखाय काष्टेर पुतलिय न कुहके ना चाय. श्री लेखी मदन गोपालय लेखाय. मदन गोपाल, हु वॉज हिज प्रोमिनेंट डीटी फ्रॉम हुम ही गॉट ब्लेसिंग्स टू राइट चैतन्य चरितामृत. ही सेड श्री लेखी मदन गोपालय लेखाय. आई एम राइटिंग ओनली दैट वॉट मदन गोपाल इज आस्किंग मी टू राइट. काष्टेर पुतलिय न कुहके ना चाय. आई एम जस्ट कठपुतली in the hands of the Lord, and kuhake nachai, and the way he wants me to dance, I dance. And that is what that was the mood of Srila Prabhupada, you know, kastera putali. Nachau nachau Prabhu, nachau se mate. You make me dance. I don't know anything. I come over here. You enthuse and empower my words so that these people of this foreign land, they will be able to understand. And you make me dance, my Lord. If you read that Markine Bhagavad Dharma prayer by Srila Prabhupada, so Srila Prabhupada was also having the same mood, not taking the credit for oneself, but giving credit to the Lord and his devotees. That is the mood of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, a genuine, natural outburst of desire to glorify others and being humble. And that is what we have been given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well. Trunadapi Sunichena Tarurapi Saishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Amanina, having no expectation of honor for one's own self, but always ready to offer honor and respect to others. And in that mood, one can chant this Hare Krishna Mahamantra always. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. So in a nutshell, we discussed the life of these three great souls. I'm unqualified to speak. Even Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, he says that I'm unqualified to speak about the pastimes and the leaders of these great souls. I'm also unqualified, actually. But still, you know, throwing some light, learning, trying to learn something from these great souls, we just discussed that how Raghunath Das Goswami is. Renunciation would increase day by day, and if we also want to attract the mercy of the Lord, we can also gradually, day by day, increase something in our process of sadhana bhakti. This we learn from Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Bhatta Goswami, from him we learn what are the things to be avoided. Let us avoid prajalpa, let us reduce our offenses. And from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, we learned a staunch faith in the words of Vaishnavas, Guru and Krishna, developing a staunch faith in them. At the beginning of the chapter, at the end of the chapter, he just glorifies the Lord and his devotees and begs for their mercy. And we also learn from him that how one should glorify others. He is in his writings glorifying of Vrindavan Das Thakur, even in Adilila, Madilila, Antilila, various places. I just mentioned few. Many places he glorifies the writings, and a natural humility that he considers himself more fallen than Jagai and Madai. And that's what attracts the heart of mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dainya chadi tomar dainya phate mora man. When Rupa and Sanatana also approached Dante Trina Dhari, they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sanatana Goswami, they naturally humble, and that humble outburst of the heart, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't tolerate that and said, Dainya chadi, give up this humble disposition. Tomar dainya phate mora man. I'm about to cry. My mind is bursting by hearing your humility, by seeing your humility. So when we also try to develop this humble attitude and humble disposition and service attitude towards Vaishnavas, then this Vaishnava community will be like a Golok community, and we'll feel that Vaishnava community will get that bliss, and that bliss actually will attract more Vaishnavas into this community, and therefore our ISKCON GBC initiative that devotee care, their slogan is happy devotees, more devotees. So by when we develop these qualities, we become happy, and by seeing that happiness, even the others get attracted to this, and that's how we have more devotees. So let us dive deep into this process of bhakti given by these acharyas. We look at their lifestyle and derive inspiration from them. We don't have to imitate them. We don't have to imitate Raghunath Das Goswami. But we can derive an inspiration, learn from them, and see at my level, at the level of a sadhaka, what can I do in the same lines to improve my bhakti and help others to improve their bhakti. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी, कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद प्रणाम श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री प्रभु की जय प्रभु जी. टुडेज क्लास इज वेरी नेक्टेरियन एज यूजुअल. यू एक्सप्लेन अबाउट रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी एंड कविराज कृष्णदास गोस्वामी. प्रभु जी, वी लर्न दैट यू एक्सप्लेन वेरी सिंपली वे दैट एटलीस्ट स्टार्ट टू रीड टू श्लोका फ्रॉम श्री भागवतम एंड श्री चैतन्य चरणामृता. Prabhuji, what we are doing, read one day 15 to 16 like a page, and the next day we are not reading 2-3 days. That is not good. Thank you very much, Prabhu. And you explained that we have to improve our japa quality. Yes, Prabhuji, when we are with association of Vaishnava and hearing every day without fail Shishi Bhagavatam, day by day we improve our japa quality. Like small kids will like we feed them, and day by day they will grow up. And the other thing you explained that we learn this from Raghunath Das Goswami. We learn that how humble he is, that even cow is not eat that food, and Raghunath Das Goswami eat that food. And Raghunath Das Goswami, you explained us that we have to away from the prajalpa. Sometimes the family member is not supporting, and they are not hearing Shishi Bhagavatam or Shishi Chanamrut. But we will try our best and be away from the prajalpa, and we have to become more and more and more and more, observe ourselves where we are. And other one thing you expect, Prabhuji, that every day we have to check up ourselves, that where I am. When we get up in the morning, we have to, what I have to today, serve Srila Prabhupada and Sukadev as a Katputli. Thank you very much. So many points today you cover. Please give your association regularly and pray for us that we will serve Guru Krishna and Gauranga Das Sakh Das Sau.
Thank you. Thank you, Mathai. So, Jai Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, Tiro Bhav Divas Ki Jai. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Tiro Bhav Divas Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, can you hear?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam. Please, would you please explain or give some tips on how to improve japa? Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
How to improve japa? First of all, we need to see that we are chanting the holy name, and we have been asked to avoid few offenses while chanting. And in our this Bhakti Sangha practice is also very nice that you read all those 10 offenses, right? So
yes.
reading reminds us that we have to remain away. And the 10th we read, you know, to be inattentive while chanting is an offense. So we have to be attentive in our chanting and try to hear our pronunciation properly. And therefore they say that there is a triple P formula for chanting. You also might have heard it. Your proper posture when you are sitting for chanting, your pronunciation, how you are chanting and hearing. And the third is the prayer aspect, that praying to Krishna fervently. So what I usually do, it helps me, is that offering prayers to the... There are various prayers which are offered actually to the Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung various bhajans. So whatever inspires us, just before chanting of the mala, we can offer some prayer to the Lord. And there is one prayer which I'd like to suggest is Pramukanda Mala Sotra. Sriman Nama Prachanara Yanakyam Kena Prapurvanchito Papinopi Hana Purvam Vah Pravrutana Tasmin Tien Praptam Garbhavasadi Dukkham. That Sriman Nama Pracha, this Nam, which is Narayana, known by Narayana, Kena Prapurvanchito Papinopi, which papi, which sinful fellow has not been benefited by chanting of this holy name? Even Ajamil, he was such a sinful fellow, he got benefited by chanting this holy name of the Lord. Kena Prapurvanchito Papinopi, Hanah Purvam Vak Pravrutana Tasmin. Because we have not employed our tendency of the Vak Pravruti, our tendency of speech, our ability of speaking in uttering the holy names of the Lord previously, yena praptam garbhavasa adi dukkham, and therefore we are obtaining this misery, beginning with garbhavas, womb of the mother. So when we offer this prayer to the Lord before chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then our consciousness becomes intact that why am I doing what am I doing? Then our purpose becomes very clear, otherwise it becomes just a mechanical thing. So when our purpose is clear, why am I doing, what am I doing, asking this question to ourselves, why am I chanting? So I have not used my pravritti of tongue, my tendency of a tongue to chant holy names, and therefore I am suffering. Now at least I have got a few minutes of my day to use that pravritti, to use that tendency of my tongue in glorifying the names of the Lord. Let me do it nicely. So when we have this mood, when we develop this mood, then our chanting improves slowly. And there are various good books actually available. Nectarian Ocean of Holy Name by Shachinandan Swami. There is another book which has come by Shachinandan Maharaj, The Living Name. Burijan Prabhu has written the book Japa. So maybe some of these books we can just refer and we can improve our chanting. That will help us.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So, I'd like to leave
Thank
now. Hare Krishna. I'd like to leave now as a meeting at other place.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you all
yes,
very
yes,
much.
Yes.
Thank you once
Thank
again. Hare Krishna.
Vantam Kaltarveshya Kripa Sindhu Evicha Patitanam Pavnevyo Vaishyavebhyo Namo Nama Anant Koti Vaishyavandiki Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Jai.
So thank you.